Blog Talk Radio.
Together, that we may simply receive another installment of the rich resource of God's Word. And I am elated this morning to be able to just give a word, praise God, to our listening audience. If you have your Bibles on this morning, let's go to the Word. Dealing with this subject matter, there's some necessary actions. As believers in Christ, there are some things that we must do, add to our repertoire as a follower of Christ in order to be identified with him, not only in word, but also in deed, praise God. And so that deed is what God has given us to do while we're sojourning here in the earth, praise God. Let's go to the book of Ecclesiastes, the ninth chapter and verse 10, and then we want to jump to Luke, the 19th chapter, verse 12, and we'll read verse 13, and then we finally are going to wind up in Matthew 7 and verse 12. Praise God. We're reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Ecclesiastes 9:10 says, Whatsoever, that is, whatever, praise God, whatever your hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. Solomon speaking here, the king, Solomon, the wise one, praise God, whom God had given superior wisdom and knowledge to because he asked the Lord. Solomon says, where you're going in the grave, there's nothing you can do there. So he says, whatever you find good to do on this side of the grave, praise God, whatever your hands finds to do, do it with all of your might. That is all of your ability. For there is no work, he says, no devices, no knowledge or wisdom in the grave. Luke 19:12-13 says, he said, and it's in red, this is our Lord speaking, he said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom, and then to return. He went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom, and then to return. 13, and he called his 10 servants, delivered them 10 pounds, and said unto them, occupy till I come. Occupy until I come. That is work. Continue to do the work that I've given you until I come. And finally, Matthew chapter 7, verse 12 says, therefore, in light of the previous knowledge, information, therefore, verse 12 says, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men would do concerning you, he says, this is the Lord speaking this in red once again, he says, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Whatsoever you would that men would do unto you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. This is what the law and the prophets, he says, all spoke concerning. Now, all of it was encapsulated in this statement. What you would that men would do to you, do ye also even unto them. Necessary actions. Praise God. These are necessary actions. If you own a part in Christ, if you call yourself a believer, a follower of his teaching, praise God, his precepts and his commandments, these are things that we must do. It is not an option, but it is a necessary action. Praise God. We learn explicitly through the Word of God not only what God wants us to do, but also how long he wants us to do it. And the attitude, my brothers and sisters, this morning, those who are listening, praise God, the attitude and spirit he wants us to do it in. Not only what, not only the extent, how long, but also he gives us the right attitude and spirit in which to do it in. For we are given in a nutshell the kingdom of heaven's priorities concerning what the Lord expects from his followers. This is the priorities of the kingdom. Though we are in the world, Paul reminds us, we are not of it. We have been called to walk, as it were, to the beat of a different drum as believers in Christ. Why? Because we're no longer a part of the world. Though we're in it, we do not live according to the essence of it, praise God. We've been called to walk accordingly now because we have changed positions. We are now ambassadors for Christ. We are now followers of Christ Jesus. We are now the light of the world. We are now the salt of the earth. God has called us to be his representatives in the world. And so now that our position has changed, those that are in Christ, our marching orders are different. We have a different set of priorities. In light of this information, the question is always, what are we going to do in response? Let's make it personal this morning. What are you going to do in response? In light, if nobody else answers the call, if nobody else does the right thing, what are you going to do in response? in light of this information. There's a three-step process governing how we deal with all information that comes our way. Number one, first we have to hear our exposure. We have to hear the information to be exposed to it, to know what is being said, praise God. There has to be an exposure there. There must be a hearing, praise God, to what is being said. We must have hear, that is, be able to hear. And even so, I submit that it is even more than just hearing, but we must listen. Listening is paying attention to what's being said, not just knowing that something, hearing it implies that something was said, and I know something was said because I heard some audible being rendered, but listening, praise God, allows us to know exactly what has been said because we have placed our attention on the information, praise the Lord. So first of all, we have to hear. We must be exposed to the information. Number two, secondly, we have to get understanding of the information given. That's why listening is important. You have to understand what's being said. It's not enough just to hear, to know something was said, but you cannot repeat or regurgitate the information that was said, praise God. So there must be an understanding of the information. The only way we can effectively deal with any information that has crossed our path is that we must listen to the degree that we can repeat what was said, praise God. So we have to understand the information. And then thirdly, finally, there has to be execution. It's not enough just to listen or hear. It's not enough just to understand the information that was said, but there must be follow-through. I'm understanding with the explicit purpose and reason to be able to now execute, to do. There has to be execution, a response or an acknowledgement of the information, and the correct response is putting it into action, praise the Lord. So whatever you do, the writer here says, in Ecclesiastes, the king, King Solomon, he says, whatever you do, do well. Don't just do a thing. He says, if you're going to set forth to do something, do it well, praise God. Put your all into it. He says, do it with all your might. Whatever good thing, whatever thing you find to do that's good, do it well. Anything worth doing, beloved, is worth doing well, praise the Lord. And so he says, but when you go to the grave, there won't be no work, no planning, no knowledge, or no wisdom. So we have this time now. The Bible says, Jesus recorded in the Gospels, he says, we must do the work of the Father while it is day, for night time is coming when no man shall be able to work. So we must work the work of him. Who is him? The Father. He's the one that gave the instructions. We must do the work of him while it is called day, for nighttime is coming, and it is then that no man can do no work. We can't do any work when the grave comes or when Christ returns. Praise the Lord. So for us, it is two distinct things, beloved, that will constitute nighttime in our lives. Either we pass from this life into the next life, that is death, catches us on this side, or Christ himself returns. He goes on to say, verse 11, he says, I have observed something else in the world. He says, the fastest runner, Solomon says, the fastest runner does not always win the race. He says, and the strongest warrior doesn't always win the battle. The wise are often poor, and the skillful are not necessarily wealthy. And those who are educated don't always lead successful lives. Solomon said, I have observed this under the heavens, praise God. It is all decided, he says, by chance. That is, by being at the right place at the right time. He says, time and chance governeth us all. We're all subject to time and chance, that is, being at the right place at the right time. And so it is important to understand that it is not automatic, praise God, that the fastest person always wins. It's not automatic. We know the story of the tortoise and the hare. The hare indeed was much more swifter than the tortoise, but the problem was at the end of the race, it was not the hare because he was sidetracked. He aborted the mission because he got deterred, praise God. And it was the hare, the tortoise, that eventually won the race. Not always the strongest that wins the battle. And he says, it's not always the skillful that are wealthy. The wise are oftentimes poor. And he goes on to say, and the educated don't always live successful lives. Education is not an indication that you're going to lead a successful life. He said all things are determined by time and chance. Being there at the right place and at the right time. And most of the time it is determined because we pay attention to the voice of the Lord by way of the Holy Spirit who guides us. It isn't difficult to think of cases where the fastest and the strongest don't win. The wise are poor and the skillful are unrewarded with wealth or honor. Some people see such examples and call life unfair, and perhaps they are right. The world is finite. And sin has twisted life, making it what God did not intend it to be. Solomon is trying to reduce our expectations. The book of Proverbs emphasizes how life will go if everyone acted fairly. If everyone acted fairly, things would indeed go a certain way in life. But unfortunately, we find ourselves trying to live righteously in an unrighteous world. We're trying to find ourselves trying to do the right thing when it seems everyone else is doing what is wrong. Ecclesiastes explains what usually happens in our sinful and imperfect world. We must keep our perspective. We must keep our perspective. Don't let the equities of life grew from earnest and dedicated work. That is, your actions cannot be determined by the things in life. It has been stated before, if life serves you lemons, then turn it around and make some lemonade, praise God. Don't allow life to make you bitter, but we must indeed change our mindset. The Lord reminded us of this. He says, in the world, you are going to have tribulations. Know this, woman of God. Know this, man of God. Know this, child of God. Are you in the world? He says, then you're going to have some tribulations. You're going to go through some trials. You're going to go through some hard times. None of us are exempt. He says, in this world, the only way you're going to be exempt, you got to bust a move out of this world. But as long as you're in the world, he says, you're going to experience tribulation. But in light of that information, be of good cheer. Change your mindset about what you are going through simply because it's going to happen. But in light of it, you must take a positive spin on the negativity that perhaps may and will come through and be a part of your life. He says you must take the right mindset, just as Jesus, who is our example. We must take a note from our commander-in-chief, who said, why? He says, be of good cheer, because I overcame the world. He said, I overcame it. I went through it. I took what life had to give, and I overcame it. I didn't allow it to turn me. I didn't allow it to affect me ultimately. And we must take the same example from our Lord. he still, the Bible says, in light of all that happened to him, yet he remained sinless. He was tempted in all points, just as you and I, but yet he remained sinless, that is, without sin. Praise the Lord. And so we ought to take a positive note from the actions of our Lord. We serve God, not people. We serve God. I'll say that again. We serve God and not people. Praise the Lord. The people still hoped. In Luke, it says they still hope for a political leader who would set up an earthly kingdom and get rid of Roman domination. Jesus' story in the Luke 19, his story showed that his kingdom would not take this form right away. They were looking for immediate results, immediate actions to take place. But Jesus was here to let them know that he is a king, but his kingdom, he says, is not of this world. There are some things he must allow right now, because eventually he will have ultimate authority and things will go in the way in which the Lord says they are going to go. But right now, we have to allow some things. So he says, change your mindset. First, he will go away for a while, and then it goes on to say his followers would need to be faithful and productive during his absence. Upon his return, Jesus would inaugurate a kingdom more powerful and just, praise God, more powerful and just than anything that they could ever expect. This story showed Jesus' followers that they were to do what they were to do during the time between Jesus' departure and his second coming. Because we live in that time period, beloved, it applies directly to us. We have been given excellent resources to build and expand the kingdom of God. That is, we must keep our minds on what he gave us to do. He said, occupy until I come. Don't get distracted. Don't let yourself get perturbed by the things that are going on around you, even what others may or may not be doing. Stay on task. Praise the Lord. And so we've been given an excellent assignment in order that we may multiply the kingdom of God and that the kingdom may grow. He asked each of us, each individual, he asks each of us to account for what we will do with his gifts. While waiting the coming of the kingdom of God in glory, we must do Christ's work. He says, I left you to continue the work that I myself began. The same work and greater shall you do, because I go back to the Father. He said, there's some necessary things I've got to go do now, but I'm leaving you in the world to be the light of it, that you may complete the work that I began. And greater works, he says, because I'm going to the Father, a place of elevation, praise the Lord. He goes on to say, finally, do for others what you would like them to do for you, praise the Lord. Matthew 7, this is a summary of all that is taught in the law and the prophets. He said all of the prophets that came and all of the laws that were given previously, all of them pointed towards this one fact and principle. What you would that men would do unto you, do it also unto them. Not do as men do unto you, not do before men do unto you, he said, but as you would have them to do unto you, do it also unto them. This is commonly known as the golden rule. In many religions, it is stated negatively, don't do to others what you don't want them done to you. But by stating it positively, Jesus made it more significant. It is not very hard to refrain from harming others. It is much more difficult, he says, to take the initiative in doing something good for them. The golden rule, as Jesus formulated it, is the foundation of active goodness and mercy. It's the foundation of active goodness and mercy, praise God. The kind of love God shows to us every day,
think of a good and merciful action that you can begin doing today. And like the preacher, King Solomon said, and when you find something good and noteworthy to do, he says, do it with all of your might. And the Lord says, occupy, do it until I come back. God bless and God keep is our prayer.
Thank you for that inspirational word, Pastor Phil, here in the studio. It is now time for our commercial break. I'm Glenda Phil, show host here on God's Anointed Ministry Radio.
Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Phil. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman, as a self-help tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today. It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objective each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4700, access code 126-580#.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God. And welcome back to the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, and I have been in the studio with Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Time the Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministries, discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching he's been doing called Necessary Action. And Pastor Phillips, we had one comment in the chat room from Lady Beverly. She says, what an awesome word you have delivered on this morning. And she said you put fire up under her to move forward and to do with her greatest passion what God is calling for in this season. And also Brother Anthony, who's in the Netherlands, said that he had been contemplating doing some things and procrastinating, and he said he's no longer going to procrastinate about doing the things that God has called him to do because you have given him a word, and he said that's a rhema word from God, and he must move forth with all that is within him to do what God has called him to do in this season, that he has no time. I want to thank Lady Beverly and Brother Anthony for their in the studio today, and also give you the opportunity to do final words, close out in prayer.
Amen. Praise God. And certainly to Lady Beverly and to Brother Anthony, we certainly thank God for you both on today. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would touch your people on today. Father, with the things that you know we stand in need of. We have procrastinated, Lord, for long enough. Now put a fire up under our feet, God. Allow us to move forward in the things that you're calling for. We know, Lord God, that we're closer now than when we first believed. The Bible says that we must continue to exhort one another in the faith all the more as we, that is progression, all the more, that's acceleration. Hallelujah. All the more as we see the day of the Lord approaching. Lord, allow us to run and not be weary, to walk and not faint. I'm praying for all of my brothers and sisters that are positioned around the globe today that you may lead, guide, and direct us and cause us, Father, to be victorious in the things of the Lord as we go forth
in this season. And we give you glory, honor, and praise right now. And we pray, Father, that it is so in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Amen. And thank God.
Amen. And we are now at the close of today's show. And I have been joined in the studio with Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Time to Kingdom of Justice, and God's Anointed Ministries. And this is God's Anointed Ministries Radio with your host, Glenda Fields. If you have any questions or any suggestions regarding the Real Talk segment, you can reach Pastor Fields via his website, and they are www.godsanointedministries.com and ghkc1.org. To introduce any upcoming segments you would like to have discussed or any feedback you would like to give the man of God in this season, you can also email him at gam@godsanointedministries.com for any comments you would like to leave him. As well as in this time and in this season, you can avail yourself to rendering monetary donations, and you can do that via his website. And once again, those websites are www.godsanointedministries.com and ghkc1.org. As well as sponsor him for any television or radio segments that are to come. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, bidding you God's speed and God's favor upon your life.
Yeah.